Know More with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're joined by Michael Cutler, one of our go-to guys on matters involving our borders and the enforcement of the laws of the land interior to the United States that bear on the possible dangers posed by illegal immigrants and others inside our own nation. Michael Cutler has a great deal of experience in all of this, having worked for the Immigration and Naturalization Service for some 30 years in senior roles, working with Drug Enforcement Agency and other intelligence and law enforcement agencies. These days, he's a senior fellow at the Californians for Population Stabilization. He also contributes mightily to the public policy debate through his writings, notably at Front Page Magazine and Family Security Matters, and we're always delighted to have him here. Happy New Year to you, Michael. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Frank. Happy New Year to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. Well, let's talk about some of the issues that are likely to feature prominently in the 2 days of hearings that, of course, began today with Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General designate of Donald Trump. Michael, what have you made of the debate thus far about both the Trump policies that the Attorney General would be expected to enforce and help implement, and more broadly, the charge that somehow Jeff Sessions has proven to be a racist or a bigot and insensitive to civil liberties and the like?
Well, look, we've been hearing this forever. When you talk about enforcing immigration laws, the mainstream media divides the debate into pro-immigrant versus anti-immigrant factions, when in reality, I am pro-enforcement. And if you're pro-enforcement, you are pro-immigrant, because under the immigration laws that I enforced for 3 decades, we admit more lawful immigrants than the rest of the world combined, roughly 1 million a year. We naturalize hundreds of thousands of new citizens under those same laws every year. It's a contradiction in terms to equate being pro-enforcement with being somehow anti-immigrant. But, you know, look at the issue of civil rights and how, again, the lies that are being told. And by the way, I'm registered as a Democrat, so let's make sure that we understand this isn't about left or right, but right or wrong. And the Democratic Party has lost its mind, and the Republicans have lost their moral fiber. You know, the immigration laws are supposed to protect civil rights. Think about it. If you look at Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, it was about equal employment opportunity. Because the people that wrote that law understood that with employment comes opportunities. When we allow foreign workers to supplant American workers, and we see this most heavily in America's minority communities, the Black American community and the Latino American community, we do irreparable damage to the opportunities for those Americans. So how in the world are you being heroic when you bring in so many foreign workers that they displace Americans and drive down wages across the whole spectrum of career paths? That's crazy. And if you look at what Donald Trump has been saying, well, let's make America great, let's get America working, let's get America safe, that's what the immigration laws are about. This is not about race, religion, ethnicity, or anything else. It's about keeping out criminals, aliens with dangerous diseases, aliens who are spies, terrorists, human rights violators, war criminals, fugitives from justice, and then we get to aliens who would likely become a public charge, or aliens who, if they worked, would displace Americans.
Right. And all of that is under the rubric, of course, of equal justice under law. And that is,
absolutely,
of course, what the Attorney General of the United States, who I'm confident will be Jeff Sessions, will be all about. You've written recently about the attack last month in Berlin by an immigrant who had sought asylum there. Tie that experience into the larger problem that that we in the West are facing, including in this country, of course.
Well, you know, you use the term immigrant. The guy was an alien. And one of the things I recently wrote for CAPSWeb.org is that, let's be honest about our language. Just as the prior administration, the Obama administration, would not use the term radical Islamic terrorist, they won't use the word alien. The word alien is not a pejorative. It simply means any person, not a citizen or national of the United States. There's no insult, but there is clarity. And this is the false narrative that Jimmy Carter created when he was president. And so you look at the idea of sanctuary cities. When you think of sanctuaries, I'm going to sound like George Carlin, you think of a place of safety and warmth and serenity. You can hear the birds chirping and the babbling brook. In reality, these are places where potentially terrorists and fugitives from justice are being harbored. And in fact, my good friend Lou Barletta, the congressman from Pennsylvania, just proposed the first piece of legislation for the new Congress. It's H.R. 83, and this would go after the sanctuary cities and defund them. I wrote about it to Front Page. I wish everyone would read the article. And look at the video that I provided a link. I was with Lou in Florida. We appeared at Emory-Riddle University, participated in a discussion that C-SPAN covered. And you hear from his own mouth why he became involved with the immigration issue when a Dominican drug gang set up shop in his town that had never seen or hadn't seen a homicide in many years. Suddenly there was drug dealing, there was a murder, there were violent attacks. The Bush administration did nothing to help him. He enacted the first ordinances of a local mayor to go after illegal immigration. He was promptly sued. In fact, I was Lou's final witness at the federal trial that followed. But please understand, the immigration laws are as basic and fundamental as they get. It's about keeping out criminals, keeping out unfair competitors for American jobs. It's about looking out for the best interests of America and Americans. And we're not hearing that from either party.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It is a bipartisan shortcoming, though I think Donald Trump, in part, is the president-elect at the moment because he very clearly disassociated himself from
all of that. Well, he tapped into that anger and frustration of so many Americans, and he was right.
So tell us a little bit more about Congressman Barletta's bill. He's a serious guy. How would it work to try to shut down these sanctuary cities, Michael Cutler?
Well, what he said is that if you're going to shield illegal aliens, we will take from you all federal funding that flow to those states. It's H.R. 83. Again, I wrote about it for frontpagemag.com. It's my most recent article. And this is his third attempt at going after this notion that cities are guilty, in my judgment as a former agent, of violating the provisions of Title 8, United States Code, Section 1324, bringing in and harboring aliens, aiding, abetting, encouraging, inducing, shielding. I mean, if you or I did it, DHS would be banging on your door. How do towns and states declare themselves sanctuaries? And, you know, here's the problem, too. If you look at Berlin, you had an illegal alien claim political asylum after he did jail time in Italy for violent crimes, including setting an arson fire. He carries out this terrible attack, and then that border that led him into Germany so he could do what he did provided him with access ultimately to Italy, where he was found by cops doing routine patrol. And this is why routine law enforcement is critical. When people say, well, we'll just go after the criminal aliens and ignore the others, those two cops saw a guy who raised suspicion. They questioned him, said, let's see some ID. He reached into the backpack, went for his firearm, engaged in a gun battle with the cops. Thankfully, one cop was wounded, but not seriously from what I've read. I hope he's recovered well. And the bad guy was killed.
Yeah. Let me just ask you this quickly. We're almost out of time, Michael Cutler. I just want to make sure I'm clear. The argument the cities make in why they must not be penalized in this fashion is that all kinds of people who benefit from federal assistance given to the cities, veterans, for example, the homeless and so on, will be impacted if this is allowed to become law. As you said, Republicans, including the leadership in the House and Senate, have not been all that supportive of initiatives like Lou Barletta's. Why will this be different this time, do you think?
Well, I think if the politicians know which way the wind is blowing, most politicians are kind of like tumbleweed, you know, they are human weather vanes, but if you want to be politically expedient as well as moral, then you need to recognize that the American people have finally caught on. You know, Lincoln was right. You can fool all the people all the time, some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And look, it's about national security. And sanctuary cities don't only endanger the people who live in those towns, they endanger all of us because terrorists could easily set up shop in a sanctuary city, use it as a staging area, and then on the day of an attack, go to the location that they plan to hit. So this is crazy.
It is crazy, and unfortunately we are out of time. Michael Cutler, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you so much for all of your insights as well as your service to our country in the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Next, Michael Bastash joins us from the Daily Caller. We'll talk energy straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom